Yeah, no sweat, no sweat. I'm sure we've all done that, and I've done it on numerous occasions where I got the dual band radio, and you pick up and you're talking on the wrong band, or you even grab the wrong microphone if you got multiple radios in. So something we've all done. Not bad, not bad. Well, I kind of like that. It's kind of nice. It kind of rolls off the tongue pretty nice for me, RCY. So. Yeah, I was looking, when I got my extra years ago, I was looking at a 1x2 or 2x1, but they were going fast, and there weren't many available that really grabbed my attention and I wanted, so I said, ah, heck with it, I'm going to have to go with a 1x3. And basically what I did is I tried to eliminate all the characters of the alphabet that sounded similar, you know, whether it's B, C, D, E, etc., and see what I had left to work with and what was available. And RIT was it. Another friend of mine had told me, now you probably, because his call was WBAD, and he said, yeah, you probably don't really want to get a call sign that the Morse code character ends in a dick, because a lot of times that'll get lost in the sauce. So I figured, okay, I'll go with dash at the end. And RIT was kind of nice, and I figured, yeah, it's kind of a radio acronym. And it's kind of something I like doing too as well. I like to work with other people who have other radio acronyms for their suffixes, you know, PFO or VFO, etc., stuff like that.